ZERLUMA breaks ground on $50 million mission manufacturing facility. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Mission, Texas. ZERLUMA held a groundbreaking ceremony July 28 for a $50 million aluminum recycling and advanced manufacturing facility in Mission, an investment city officials described as one of the largest private sector projects in the city's history. The ceremony brought together ZERLUMA executives, elected officials, economic development leaders, educators, business representatives, and members of the Osorio family. Belian Guerrero Aguirre, Chief Operating Officer of the Mission Economic Development Corporation, served as Master of Ceremonies. She said the project represents a commitment to quality jobs, new investment, and long-term economic growth. "Today isn't just another groundbreaking," Guerrero Aguirre said. "It's a promise kept, a promise to bring quality jobs, attract new investment, and continue building an economy that's stronger than the one we inherited." Mission Mayor Nori Gonzalez Garza said the investment reflects confidence in the city's workforce, location, and economic future. "This $50 million investment, one of the largest private investments in the history of the city of Mission, sends a powerful message that Mission is open for business," Gonzalez Garza said. She said the facility would create jobs, career opportunities for students, business growth, and economic benefits across the Rio Grande Valley. Mission EDC Chief Executive Officer Teclo Garcia said the organization has been involved in projects representing nearly 2,000 jobs and more than $300 million in investment over the past 4 years, including Zerluma and several projects expected to be announced in the coming months. "This project is different," Garcia said. "It takes our community to a whole new level." Garcia also acknowledged the uncertainty facing the aluminum industry due to tariffs and ongoing trade discussions between the United States and Mexico. He thanked ZERLUMA Chief Executive Officer Mauricio Osorio and his team for continuing with the Mission investment. Dr. Giorgio Gatti, Dean of the Robert C. Vacher College of Business and Entrepreneurship at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, said the facility would require workers beyond production and engineering positions, including accountants, finance specialists, supply chain professionals, data analysts, and human resources employees. "Our obligation is not only to provide students with a degree," Gatti said. "We must also give them opportunities to apply what they learn through internships, applied projects, mentorships, and direct engagement with employers." Gatti said ZERLUMA had expressed an intention to work with local colleges and universities to recruit Rio Grande Valley talent. Osorio said the company began investing in the project more than 2.5 years ago and had completed engineering work, secured permits, and purchased equipment. "When we begin the first phase of operations, we believe this will be the most modern and technologically advanced aluminum recycling plant in the state of Texas," Osorio said. He said ZERLUMA views Mission as a base for expanding cross-border manufacturing and reaching markets in Mexico, the central United States, and the East Coast. "We believe the cross-border economy has much more to offer than logistics, customs brokerage, and warehousing alone," Osorio said. "We see a tremendous opportunity to strengthen cross-border manufacturing right here in this region."